Back here on WGNS as we wrap up Cougar Corner here for a Saturday morning. John Dinkins joins me here. We're going to talk a little bit about last night's game between the Oakland Patriots and Ravenwood Raptors. John, we didn't have the coaches show this morning, obviously. Of course, Prentice also heating and air because only two games, MTCS and Oakland last night. We did the Oakland game. Kind of a strange atmosphere out there at Ravenwood last night.
Well, I think they had some trouble getting to the game last night, and I think that may have caused a little bit of the weirdness about the game. But Oakland had a little bit of case of some penalties and some fumbles, which really kind of kept Ravenwood hanging around. Ravenwood ran a few schemes at them that I think kind of surprised them. But I guess the important thing is they won the game 27-15, and big win for Oakland. They need to keep the momentum going and as they go into more district play next week.
Well, they've got Smyrna, of course, next Friday night. Then they have their open week before the Oakland game, and if they can beat Smyrna, then they go into the Riverdale game, which they host with, you know, if Riverdale continues on their course, a chance to win and be number two in the district unless something happens to Siegel. But, I mean, a solid shot at the playoffs if they can pick up a win. That's why last night was so important.
I think so, and the important thing, too, they won without Emmanuel Smith, and that was a big key, and I think Emmanuel would have made a big difference in that game last night, but hopefully he'll be back next week and stay injury-free. And they're going to have an extra week to prepare for Riverdale, which, you know, can be a big help sometimes. So, you know, I think Oakland's in pretty good shape right now.
John, just a few stats from last night. Darrell Hood had 140-plus yards on about 16 carries in the game, and Rhett Stacy, 4 of 9 for 53 on the stats that you kept. And what can you say about Austin Barrett? He had 8 tackles, 2 sacks, and was just a force to be reckoned with. Also, T.J. Brown had 8 tackles in the game.
Really good defensive play. Tyler Black made some big plays for him as well with the interception, and it was just a really good effort by the Oakland defense. They were on the field quite a bit last night, and but they really played well, and they had a couple of snafus here and there, but for the most part, they played a really solid ball game.
And what can you say about the special teams? Not only did they block an extra point, but John, a 68-yard punt return by Tyler Black to give Oakland a 14-0 lead in the game last night, and then to go up 20-8, a 90-yard kickoff return by George Gabasi, who, I mean, Ravenwood had just scored. So
Gabasi, wow. I mean, kind of got into the offense after that, too, and he showed a lot of speed and really did a great job on that kickoff return. That was probably the biggest play of the game because it really pretty much put the game on ice, I thought.
Yeah, George had a catch for one catch for 13 yards last night in the game as well. So Oakland turns their attention to the Smyrna Bulldogs. They will host the last two games of the regular season, and that'll be Friday night and then on the 26th versus the Riverdale Warriors. Next week, we will be at Riverdale, speaking of the Warriors, as they host Blackman. And always a big battle there between those two schools.
Yeah, they've been kind of instant rivals as soon as Blackman was conceived there. They have really just been big-time rivalries. It goes back to David Alsop days.
Sure.
And
kind of like Oakland and Siegel.
Yeah, and it's a big game. And Blackman is going to be, you know, they've really had a week to prepare, too, for Riverdale. And Riverdale, likewise with them. So I really look for that to be a really hard-hitting, you know, hard-nosed football game.
Siegel's at Laverne next week. We mentioned Smyrna at Oakland. And as we close up here on Cougar Corner, I guess we got to talk about this one as well. In 9A, a battle of the two 9A Rutherford County teams, Eagleville and Middle Tennessee Christian School, at Thronberry Stadium next Friday.
Yeah, it's going to be a big crowd. You know, that's the good thing, the beauty of that. And that's a great place for a football game, too, actually. And Eagleville looking pretty strong right now. And they've kind of maybe had a chance to get some people healed. And Middle Tennessee Christian still struggling somewhat, but showing some signs of life again.
John, MTCS was off this week as well for fall break. It was fall break for everyone, and no Cougar Corner scoreboard this week. They did play football last night, and again, that final, as we talked to the coach about that, was 34-6, Forrest defeating Middle Tennessee Christian School, but better days ahead for the Cougars, and they're playing some good volleyball, and junior high is doing very well, so We'll get you caught up to date on the scoreboard next Saturday morning.
All right, Brian.
We'll have the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Coaches Corner
we'll
return next Saturday. Yep,
we'll be back. The full slate of everything.
The full Monty.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Well, coming up next, we will have Blue Raider coverage as Danny Page and Kelly Holcomb will take you through the next hour as we will have on the air the Stone River Grill pregame show, 11:30 until 12:30 at that point. Jason Qualls will have the Financial Coaching Radio Show. Then Blue Raider Network pregame coverage begins at 1:30, kickoff at 2:30. It's homecoming here for the Middle Tennessee Blue Raiders today as they take on Louisiana Monroe. Hope you'll stay with us for that coverage. Chip Walters and Kelly Holcomb will have the live play-by-play. For John Dinkins and the coach, Brian Barrett here with you. Thanks so very much for joining us for MTCS Cougar Corner. Have a great weekend. See you back here next Saturday morning.